Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September the 24th, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Torsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's action, we saw another positive day out of many U.S. equity indices led to the upside by the Russell 2000 up 1.82%. Another positive day out of crude oil up 1.48%. Again, the remainder of the U.S. equity indices were at a minimum up over 1%. The laggard, if you will, was the Nasdaq composite up over just 1% there. We've seen some rebound out of our two international ETFs as we've seen some improvement there. The iShares MSCI EAFE ETF up over 1%, while EEM was up 78 basis points. To the downside, we saw AGG down 49 basis points, while Gold Continuous is down over 1.5% at 1.63%. When we take a look at the chart of the S&P 500 this morning, we see another addition to the current column of X's that has been started earlier this week. It's moved up to 4460 on the chart. From this point, three more boxes to 4490 would return it to a buy signal. From there, we did see the Russell 2000 move to back to a buy signal. This was the first U.S. equity index that we saw move back to a buy signal of the major ones that we follow on this video. Broke a double top there, actually completing a bearish signal reversal pattern at 2244. Rallied even further up to the 2264 level. And at this point, a little bit of overhead resistance here at 2272, as well as 2308, that rally high from earlier this month. Taking a look at the crude oil continuous charts, and we'll see CL/, we did see it add to its chart as well, printing an under X here at 73, as we've noted even yesterday and a couple other days this past week. It would take a move to 75 for crude oil to return it to a buy signal at this point. On the indicator front, we noted a couple of the major 10-week indices for our major market index universes moved back into a column of X's with yesterday's action. Pardon me. We actually saw the 10-week for OTC symbol caret TWOTC move back into a column of X's as well, from 36% up to 46%, suggesting 46% of stocks are now trading above their 50-day moving average when we look at the OTC universe. Expanding our view a little bit more out to the longer term perspective, we did see the 30-week for the NYSE symbol caret 30NYSE move back into a column of X's, suggesting that even those stocks that have been truly beaten down and were trading below their 150-day moving averages are now trading back above, at 48% of the universe trading back above their 150-day moving average. The next indicator we saw reverse up last night, we actually saw quite a few of the 30-week and 40-week indicators move back into a column of X's. In this particular case, for the NYSE symbol caret 40NYSE, it moved back into a column of X's, suggesting that 56% of stocks are now trading above their 200-day moving average. In most cases, this would be viewed as the laggards kind of moving back above their longer-term moving averages, which is a positive sign. And again, coupled that with the fact that we've seen the 10 weeks showing that that many stocks are moving back above their shorter term moving averages is a positive sign that we're seeing market rebound nicely this week. And we will see what it holds today when we move through the last trading day of the week. With the positive action we've seen this week, we did note in our daily equity report on Wednesday that following Tuesday's action, that many of these broad sector ETFs, when we look at the select sector spiders funds, were in negative territory for the month. And if they had been able to hold that, it would have been the first time since March of 2020 that it had occurred that all 11 of these sector spider funds were in negative territory. But with the positive action over the past 2 days, we've seen the XLE Energy as well as XLY Consumer Discretionary Funds move back into positive territory for the month. Energy is up 4.38%, while Consumer Discretionary XLY is up 30 basis points. Still see a remainder of the ETFs in negative territory, led to the downside by XLB Materials Select Sector Spiders Fund, which is now only down 5%. When we looked at it following Tuesday's action, it was down almost 8%. So a little bit of a rebound out of that group there when we consider what's been happening over the past few trading days. But as always, if you have any more questions about this video or any questions about a particular position you may be wondering about, feel free to give the Dorsey Wright analyst team a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.